Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I just want to show you what it's like to navigate with VoiceOver using the trackpad on a MacBook. My MacBook is on, VoiceOver is running. I'm going to turn the trackpad command on for VoiceOver by holding down the Control and Option keys and doing a two-finger rotate as if I was turning a dial clockwise.
Trackpad commander on.
Okay, so trackpad commander's on. I'm now going to go to the dock to access my programs. So I'm doing a two-finger double tap in the middle at the bottom of the trackpad.
Dock. iTunes. Running. 4 of 31.
Okay. And I want to get to Safari, so I'm going to do a one-finger flick to the left.
Safari. Running. 3 of 31.
And I'm going to do a one-finger double tap to open up Safari.
Safari. Running, 3 of 31, Safari, Window, Adaptive Technology Related Podcasts, Files, and Links.
Can you hit the control key?
Pressing the Enter key.
Okay, now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a two-finger rotate either clockwise or anti-clockwise to get to the element that I want to navigate this web page by. So let me do a two-finger rotate to the left and see what we land on.
Images, Frames, Non-Visited Links.
No, I'm probably going to go too far around the corner, so to speak. So let's go to the right. Two-finger rotate to the right, clockwise.
Frames. Headers.
Okay, that's the one I want. And to navigate by header, all I have to do now is flick one finger up or down to navigate through the page.
Heading level 2. Instructional podcast for using the iPhone 3GS and the iPod Touch 3RD generation with VoiceOver.
Okay, flick down again with one finger.
Heading level 2. Instructional podcast for using macOS 10.6, Snow Leopard with VoiceOver.
And flick down again with one finger.
Heading level 2. Useful links.
Okay, and let's flick back up to the top, back to heading level 1, with one finger flicking up.
Heading level 2. Heading level 2. Heading level 1. Adaptive technology related podcasts, files, and links.
And if I want to read line by line, I'll just flick my finger to the right.
Below are a number of links to adaptive technology related podcasts, files, and links.
And I'll flick one finger to the right again.
These presentations and files have been produced to answer common accessibility questions concerning the use of VoiceOver on the iPhone 3GS, iPod Touch 3RD generation, and macOS 10.6, Snow Leopard.
Okay, now, if I flick to the right again, while it's talking, I can touch two
fingers
currently
on the
trackpad and stop the voice talking, rather than just pressing the control key that I just did then to shut up the hints. So I'm going to flick my finger to the right, and I'm going to stop it talking by doing a two-finger touch on the trackpad.
Pressing the Enter key on the links will start.
Okay, and there we go. Let's stop the voice. So let me go back to the dock by doing a two-finger double tap at the bottom again, in the middle, on the trackpad.
Please no... Click dock. Safari. Running. 3 of 31.
Okay, there we are back on the dock. And let's say we want to go and access TextEdit. I'm going to flip my finger to the
right. You are currently on iTunes. Running. iChat. 5 of 30. Aliaria. 6 of 30. TextEdit. Running. 7 of 31.
Okay, as you can tell, text is already running. I'm doing a one-finger double tap to open up TextEdit.
You are current. TextEdit. Running. 7 of 31. TextEdit. Window. Untitled. Edit text.
Okay, and there's TextEdit. So I'll go back to the dock with a two-finger double tap.
iPhone 3GS dock. Text edit. Running. 7 of 31.
Well, let's say we want to go back to our Finder window. So I'm going to flick my finger to the left.
Aliari iChat. iTunes. Safari. Mail. Finder. Finder.
Finder.
Running. 1 of 31.
One double tap.
Finder. Running. 1 of 31. Finder. Window. Macintosh HD. List view. Table.
Okay, and I'm back on my Macintosh hard drive. Back on my desktop in the Finder. So I hope it's been of some use to people. One-finger commands are actually very useful for navigating. It's very similar to the iPhone. For example, one-finger flick up and down, you move by the item that you use the rotor for in web pages, for example. One-finger left or right moves you back and forward item by item. One-finger double tap opens up an item like we did on the dock just then. And two-finger double tap, I did a two-finger double tap in the bottom middle to go to the dock. One thing I didn't show you was a two-finger double tap at the top middle to go to the Apple menu bar. A two-finger tap in the middle left to bring up the list of applications currently running. And a two-finger double tap in the middle on the right of the trackpad to bring up a list of windows in your current application. There's quite a few more other gesture commands, but they're the main ones that you need to use to navigate the Mac successfully using the trackpad commanded with VoiceOver. If you've got any more questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.